Please turn with me to Psalm 51. Psalm 51 is a textbook passage on confession as we confess our sins to the Lord. Scott's going to talk about Peter, a little bit of before and after for him. And this is what you get a little bit with David here. This is what he prays to the Lord after he has been confronted by Nathan the prophet after his adultery with Bathsheba. Chapter 51, verse 1. I'm going to read the whole thing, and then I may give you time to kind of go over that when we're praying, and maybe pray some of this yourself. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. David realized, as we need to, that only the Lord can wash away sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, and you only, have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words, and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Certainly David owned his sin here after he was confronted with it, and we see that just like each one of us, we've been out of the womb 9 months longer than we've been sinners, haven't we? It was from conception that we were sinners, and so we can blame it on a lot of things, and we're sometimes tempted to. Our heart is an idol-making factory. I think it's also pretty good at blame shifting, but David did not do that here, and nor should we. Purge me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Matthew Henry said, God is the only one that can create. And this is what David asked for, a new heart, that God would create a new heart. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. You and I both know that sin is a joy robber. And we can see here that the Lord will restore that when we confess our sin. Then I will teach transgressors your way, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, I open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. It reminds me of Isaiah 6, where after Isaiah is cleansed from his sin, he said, when the Lord asked, who will go for me? Isaiah says, here am I, send me. And that is what happens when we are cleansed from our sin. We want to teach others. Look at verse 13. I will teach other transgressors your ways, and the sinner will return to you. 15, O Lord, open my lips. And so that's what we are about. As the Lord forgives us, we look to tell others about that great forgiveness and mercy and grace. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I will give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God. You will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem, and then you will delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. I'm going to give you a minute before I pray for us corporately to pray some of these verses as the Lord leads, and then I will close this. Let's pray. Against you and you only have we sinned and done what was evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. So we ask, Lord, that you would create in us a clean heart, that you would renew a right spirit within us, that you would not cast away us from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from us. We're so thankful, Father, for your forgiveness to David after a horrible sin, a horrifying sin that really had great consequences on his family, on his kingdom, on your people. Lord, we are grateful that while we were yet sinners, the Lord Jesus would die for us, and that even though our hearts are deceitful above all things, you cleanse us, you create and give us a new heart. And we are so grateful that when we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and that you have now separated these sins as far as the east is from the west. Certainly we're all in great need of that today, this week. And so, Lord, we're grateful. We're grateful for what we'll learn through Scott's preaching today on Peter, even before the resurrection and then after he was reinstated. We're so grateful, for Father, for the preaching of your word, and we pray that it would once again pierce our hearts and give us greater faith. To believe the gospel and to race toward our Lord Jesus instead of away from him. And so thank you, Father, that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.